So we've been talking about making lists of things to talk about. So you were like monster fish. I don't know what state of mind you're in. We were like, put it on monster fish. Let's.
Was actually
And you're like, make a note of that. We're gonna talk about that on the podcast. And I was like, yeah, I like monster fish. I'll watch. I'll talk about that. I don't know exactly why. Because it was a tiger fish and.
Yeah, it was the it was in the Congo. It was like some
Yeah,
sort
yeah,
of
yeah.
like the giant piranha.
No, it
Freaking,
was a tiger
I don't know
fish.
what the fuck it was. It was some scary looking shit. So yeah, that's why you don't go into the Congo ever, ever.
I saw the movie.
Just worry about that smart talking monkey with that mechanical glove.
What
Amy,
was
good. Amy.
So went outside.
So the name of the first episode was supposed to be "That Woman's Crushing a Watermelon with Her Thighs." It's still that still just gets me every time. I ended
Dude,
up.
No, they show the like the crushing the strength of the watermelon to like the compared it to the jaws of a hippo, and they're showing how a hippo can just crush a watermelon with no problems. You know, just. And they're trying to show you a comparison of how much weight it takes to crush the watermelon.
Yeah.
They put this watermelon on the scale, and then they like put a board over it, and then they started packing up dog food bags on it. And it got to the
That's
point.
A very scientific
Well,
way.
No, each one weighed like 80 pounds each sack. So they kept putting on.
What
Like,
kind of dog eats that stuff?
They fed the it was on the hippo's mix of food that
The
they had.
hippos eat dog food?
Apparently they do.
Wow.
And they kept. I don't know if it was hippo chow. You know?
Oh, it's hippo chow. They eat chippos. Right back to The Simpsons. There you go.
But anyway, they're showing how that it got to a point. It was like over 600 pounds before the watermelon cracked, and there's with all the shit. And then they had these guys actually jump on top of it with them on it.
Yeah.
So it was like over 600 pounds before this watermelon just cracked under the pressure. And you're like, holy shit.
Were they using scientific watermelons? Were
yes, they
using
were.
Sterile watermelons?
They were. They got the big sterile open it up.
So where did you see the thing about the water, the crushing? Not the watermelon.
The watermelon, I think, came when we saw it on like Tosh.0, and then we went back and looked it up.
No, but where did you see the thing about how much it takes
Oh,
to
it was
crush?
On a Discovery Channel, one of those like the
It's
strongest
like, how do
bite.
you crush a watermelon?
It was one of those crazy scientists who always get that thing, like the bite meter sticks it in animals' mouth. If,
yeah,
how
oh,
much
oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
So it was like one of those because they're trying to show that the strength of the hippo or, you know, is really strong per square inch, is like so much pounds per
yeah,
square
Yeah, more
inch.
People get jacked by hippos than any other animal.
Those are vicious animals.
They're really vicious. Nobody believes me when I say, oh, hippos are
They're
vicious.
Not fucking cuddly. No, they'll
Yeah.
fuck you up. That's why you don't go to Africa. Besides from the genocide and, you know.
But I heard the AIDS is very good.
So it's good
It's
this time
vintage.
of year.
Yes.
Yeah, something that just kind of makes you reminiscent of the 80s when you go there.
Yeah, it's like.
So AIDS is everywhere.
And I'm like
shit.
Sitting here covering my mouth all talking like I normally do.
Hey, just like
it's Steven and Mumble.
As soon as you land in AIDS, just somebody just says, poof, hey, you have AIDS
now.
All
right. Like it's Magic Johnson AIDS or like Africa AIDS?
It's their equivalent of the Lays.
They put AIDS on you.
There you go. A ring of AIDS made out of hypodermics just from our filthiest crack holes. Ow, it pooped me. It's supposed to.
Isn't that sad that like Africa's known for like lions and AIDS,
pretty much, and babies with just a crazy amount of flies on their face.
Oh, and that fly on the eye.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and he's just kind of like poor kid. He's like, can't you just do one of these?
I know.
Yeah, you know, I guess you're just too weak with your little famine arms.
And that's the last thing we did. It's like, oh, hey, we'll get some comments maybe. What
go.
Was it? The instead of like sending food to Africa, we should send fly swatters maybe?
That or just a bunch of off. That deep wood shit should keep them flies off. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're talking about laser pointers, too, aren't we?
Yeah, laser pointers, because...
Oh, I'll show you that later.
But you told me about how when you did... Was that in the Williams Tower, or somewhere in the Galleria that you were shining?
The Starbucks right there on the corner of Richmond and Sage. It has the... has a drive-thru for Starbucks, yep. And when you're in the drive-thru, you're pretty much at the corner, and you could look up, and there's the hotel or the Galleria.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of times, my sister would be driving, and I was like, okay, fucking, I ain't got nothing else to do. So I get the pen and just flash it up into the room, and it just, bigger this thing is bigger the further it goes.
Yeah.
So the beam is huge. That's why you can blind pilots and stuff, you know. So you just pop it into a room, and you just see somebody, like, coming out, and you're like, where the fuck are they? Then you just, like, look right down. You have to close the windows. Like, and they're like, okay, next. Go to the next one. And I get to the point where I would just drive. And
it's like, your story was too long.
Shit. I forgot what I was talking about.
You got kicked off the internet.
Yeah. Refresh me.
I forgot what you were talking about before you started talking about the laser pen. That's what it's going to basically be, everybody. Just us going, oh, what?
Pretty much. Oh, yeah, laser pen.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to show me something about laser pens, which works really well on an audio podcast.
It really does, but I'm pretty sure if anybody at all besides the audience of you and not
yeah,
me,
it's just going to be you and me, basically. And I'll just listen to it to make sure it sounds okay and then put it up, and that's it. So, we're like 6 minutes in and no audio problems. That's great.
That's pretty interesting. Okay. And Bernie, there you go.
So you could actually use the blue laser to burn things with. So there's just cutting through tape with the blue laser. Popping a balloon, of course.
Lighting a match.
Lighting a match. That's nice. Oh, there we go. We bored everyone on the internet. Sorry, everybody. What is that?
I don't know. It's probably something in the microwave.
No, I was talking about on the screen.
Oh. It looks like a match or a stick.
Billions of dollars of technology and research, and we can light matches!
Well, anyway, getting this thing out was a bitch. But I did. You just have to keep, like, I got a razor blade and just kind of edged it up. And eventually the whole mechanism will slide out, but having this keep in place is a bitch. So you usually got to get a piece of tape, put it right there, and hold it in place, because if not, it's going to fall back in. It's a bitch to line up again and get it to seal. So you finally get out of there. There's like a little dial in there that you have to turn to.
Actually, oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's set at the like lowest setting.
Don't kill. Kill.
Well, it's like, it has a big, you know, radiation sticker on the thing when you get it. Like, do not point at eyes, radiation.
Or genitals.
Pretty much. It's like, hey, man, let me give you a teeth whitening. It's like, is that good? I don't know. It's kind of like the olden days where they used to have those old x-ray machines for the shoes to see if they're fitting right. And these, like, kids are getting dosed with, like, huge amount of radiation.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy. It's
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it was crazy-ass machines that they would give these to, like, these shoe vendors, you know, and they have them in the stores to, like, look, mother, like, these shoes are fitting Junior fine.
And they said it with the old-timey voice,
too. Yeah, it was back then. But so these people were like, look, that these shoes are fitting them right for proper foot growth. And so you look through this machine, and at the same time, you're looking at your foot through x-ray, and they're like, oh, okay, like, mother, look, too. So she looks, and the machine, the guy operating the machine looks, too, to see where it is.
Yeah.
So each one's getting, like, dosed with a huge amount of radiation. And, you know, just leave it in the store until finally, like, hey, these are not too good. Let's probably, like, take these cancer-producing machines out of here instead of killing our kids.
So I guess my idea for checking to see how your pants fit won't work.
No, Yeah, although it would be fun for a while.
Yeah, it would be.
Until the vomiting started kicking in.
Radiation poisoning slow, though, so.
That's true, and painful. Did you ever see that video that I sent you yesterday?
I was like, I knew what I was getting into. It was like, I'll watch a few seconds of it.
It's depressing, but
yeah.
It's just like, wow. Sons of bitches never had a chance.
No.
None of them did.
We were talking about the...
Chernobyl.
It was Chernobyl, that's Chernobyl. Right. Oh, what was I thinking? The atomic bomb.
You're saying it's just how close you were, or just the radiation would just be tearing your body apart instantly.
Yeah.
And people are like, they're showing a helicopter pilot losing it, getting disoriented. He comes close to the crane, just, you know, ends up like getting all caught up in the crane, ends up falling down to the death. Some crazy shit. It's like, you gotta realize, how long was that, 86? Something like that, 83?
It was in the mid-80s, yeah.
Yeah.
That was if only we had a way of looking that up.
However, let's look at some porn, though. Anywho. So, what do we want to talk about next?
Do you want to go over any Matt stories? We're hinting on Iron Maiden, the He's 12 story, and the Midget Fall. There's two of those that are in a movie theater. And...
Me and being the fat guy, we wanted popcorn when we were going to see. I don't remember what we were going to see. And you were like, I was just standing over here and you were mad at bullshitting. And then I was in line and I looked and I was like, oh, there's butter. And I like tapped at it and I turned around and looked at you guys.
And you were like, hey, it's slippery.
And I moved over, you know, like, just showing that I was fucking around. I stepped over to the side. No sooner than I did, you know, sidestep. And you see this little sweeping midget come by. And then she was like sweeping up, diligently working. And then and she gets on the tile part where the butter is, and it just her little feet. It was like the cartooniest thing ever. And it was happening right in front of my face. She was just skedaddling like Scooby Doo's butt. And then she fell on all fours, and I'm like...
No, she fell on her face, dude.
I think she kind of fell on her floor.
Well,
she fell, okay. But she slipped. I remember she was like that. So, I mean, her hands broke her fall, but she still fucking got a face full of fucking, you know, tile butter and whatnot. And I was like, what do I do? And I kind of looked back, and I was like, look at her, and I was like, look up to see where Matt and Rudy, you were, and... You guys are fucking gone. I was like,
it was either stand there and die laughing or run and laugh somewhere else.
Do you need help?
But you grew crocodile arms. Your arms shrunk to the size of a Tyrannosaurus. You're like, I'm going to pretend that I care with my helping hands, but...
Do you need help? I gotta
need help. Oh, look, the line's moving.
Sorry there, sister, but the line's moving. I got to get my popcorn and my drink.
It's like the movie's starting. I paid money for this. Even though I bought my, well, how old was Matt? Like 16 or something?
No, I think it was like, actually, he was about 13, 14 years old.
Okay, so he wasn't
but no, but he still had a fucking full beard.
He has a full beard at that point.
I was being cheap, and what I bought on the ticket, it was like a child's ticket. The guy's like, oh, sir, you may want to take it back to the courtesy booth. You may have purchased the wrong ticket. Like, yeah, you know full well what I was doing. All I gotta do is be confident about it. It's like, what are you talking about? He is a kid. He's 12. Oh, okay. He might have a thicker mustache than I did. good times.
They weren't all good times.
Yeah, true.
Do you want to talk about Penny T?
No.
We're not allowed to talk about Penny T.
Penny T. Oh
my god. That's good. We just had an inside joke and we can't talk about it.
Okay. Exactly. And dead silence.
Yeah, that's good. That works really well. Hey, you downloaded this and now you're...
At the moment. Just in case you haven't noticed or smell. Or, I don't know. But thinking about eating this peach or pear.
It's a pear. It's green. That's a peach.
Shut up.
That's good. Just
eating it on the virtual air.
What was it? This is it. Show 673. There's no reason for this show to exist. Have you seen any of these shows? The HDNet lineup?
Mm-hmm.
That's not either of us singing, by the way. So that's not gonna work. Or what you hooked.
Crazy fish.
I got seasick once. I was on a offshore fishing boat. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than being seasick. And there's nothing you can do.
No. Say, can't focus, close my eyes. Yeah, even worse. Ugh.
So the name of this is right back to The Simpsons. Because we are both in our early 30s, and The Simpsons has basically dominated our entire lives. And we've been... I remember the I'm Bart Simpson, Who the Hell Are You t-shirt. I remember people wore that. Or one girl wore it in fifth grade, and the teacher commented, how can they put that on a shirt? They wouldn't say, is that the way the show is?
I remember a teacher told me not to wear it, because I had the Bart Simpson, Who the Hell Are You? And the teacher told me not to wear it, and I wore it on the last day of school. And she's like, I thought I told you not to wear it, but yeah.
Well, you thought wrong.
My first rebellion. Yeah, anyway. I remember the other shirt that I had was like underachiever and proud of it. My dad's like, don't wear that shirt. I was like, why? He goes, you're saying about you're proud that you like failed a grade. And he goes, maybe people know that. And I was like, I don't know. He's going to know that. He goes, you're not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy it for you. I was like, okay. So you never bought me that shirt. Damn you, Dad!
This ends up just being a therapy session, Rory.
Pretty much.
But everything gets centered around The Simpsons. The Simpsons has so many episodes. There's so many, I mean, they're just ingrained in everything we do that almost any conversation we've ever had over the last 13 or so years has gone back to The Simpsons somehow. So right back to The Simpsons has become a mantra, basically. Anything.
Everybody or somebody's like, oh, it doesn't have the same. It's like, yeah, it still keeps
going. No, it's still relevant. They change writers all the time. Dana Gould was writing for a while.
Yeah.
So I don't see how it's not relevant.
They'll probably just be on just for the sake of them being on. I mean, hell, they saved, the channel. Yep. Nobody watched the channel at that time.
Nobody watched it. And it was seen as such, deviant at the time, but looking at the first two seasons, it's like really they're so slow paced. It's like how is this offensive to anybody? And you have something like South Park going on, but on the other side of that, they had nudity. Well, nudity and the fact that you could see Homer's butt basically, and now they can't do that anymore.
Well,
they're not allowed to in new episodes.
I never even seen the episode. I don't remember what episode it was. They did a take on the couch gag where they show the animation studio.
Yeah, the Banksy one.
Was it Banksy?
It was Banksy. Yeah.
Huh. I never even seen that one.
Yeah, that was a
nice show.
It was controversial in as much as people were talking about it. People were like, "That was the greatest." Blah blah blah. I was like, "Yeah, it was done really well." And
why the hell did I go to Yahoo?
I don't know. They still...
They're still around?
I was reading an article about how Yahoo's basically given up.
They can't do anything. Nothing new, nothing innovative. I mean, they had it, there it is, Banksy.
Nothing more interesting on a podcast than looking stuff up.
Just exactly. You know what? You deal with it, damn it. Don't you ever. I'm scared. Oh, Bangshin. May want to pause it.
That's the stuffing for Bart. Yeah.
And a panda, yeah.
And it gets worse and worse. And he's, it's a dolphin head to seal the boxes.
Unicorn.
Yep.
Katy Perry's titties.
So last night when Bart Simpson pulled out his shotgun, a BB gun of
pulled out his gun.
Dude, you're doing commentary on a criminal. Although we just did that. Like, that's stupid. Why would you do that? Why are you anyway? What we were saying is more relevant.
So how did your lady think about you coming hanging out on Saturday over here? She's busy hanging with Pam.
No, they don't. They have stuff on Saturday night.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. This is just a showstopper there, wasn't it?
Yeah, thanks. That just completely...
That derailed everybody.
Yeah, it did. I use Boing Boing a lot. I go to Boing Boing a lot for...
You even like Reddit?
Oh, yeah. I go to Reddit all the time. I'm on Reddit constantly.
I haven't gone to it. A lot of guys at work always go to it and tell me, like, send me links of different things. I think I do have an account. I forget what it was.
I don't think I have... No, I don't have one.
What is this, random shit or what?
Yeah, it depends. They have a good atheism section, so I'm always reading that part.
Random pics. Where's the porn? That's what I'm trying to ask.
I don't think they actually have any on this. This is like, basically a bunch of people getting together with just submitting ideas and it could be voted. It's like what Digg sort of was at one point, but Digg never, but Digg got bought out, so now Digg is completely different. Like, I started to use Digg a lot. I would submit Digg stories and things like that, but...
I use Spark a lot. Use that one. It's pretty good. It's got a nice aggregate site. Wow, Heather Graham, 41. Roller Drum.
Is she going to be in Hangover 2?
I don't know. I think she was supposed to be the one getting married to. What's his name? Ed Helms' character.
Yeah.
So, I guess.
Yep.
They go to Bangkok or something like that?
Thailand. Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Thailand, yeah. That,
same thing.
Bangkok is in Thailand. Right?
I think so.
We haven't. If only we had like some sort of World Wide Web of computers.
To the interwebs. Bang.
Don't put Bangkok in the browser. It's not going to pull up anything you want to see.
What's a meat spin?
Can't have a lemon party without old.
Yeah, Bangkok, Thailand.
Thailand. Okay.
Hmm. If you go there, you're a kid toucher. Pretty much synonymous for.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
Because you kept trying to urge me to book a flight. I told you not until Hotwire does them hotels. Last time I went, I got 10 linen suits custom made and 2 14-year-old whores. It'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Why am I looking at you with judging eyes?
It's true. It's like, who am I kidding?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not above underage whores. And then who isn't?
Yeah. Who doesn't like a nice linen suit? Linen suit. Great, yeah. Imagine that.
They get
that.
The weave so tight because they're little Asian hands.
Oh, well.
Well, that was one place you do not want to be with drugs.
No, it's a super clean city. Super. That's what they say. It's like a really, really clean place, though. They're, I think it's Bangkok they're talking about. Was that where the guy got caned? Bangkok? No.
I think it was the Philippines, maybe. You talking about something where he like stole a sign or something like that?
No, he graffitied.
Huh.
He spray painted something, and then.
Like he had like 20 or 40 lashes, something like that.
Yeah.
Huh. Stupid kid.
Remember when those were like the. Back in my day, those were my type of controversies. Remember, like, before 9/11, there was the summer of the shark? Remember how sharks were going to come out of the water and kill us all somehow?
They were. I saw a picture, actually, off of, like, the coast of Florida. It's like a gathering of, like, 100,000 sharks.
Yeah.
And just, like, a convoy, like, 2 miles long.
Mm.
Like, holy shit.
People are always surprised when I tell them there's a lot of sharks off
there's
of
always
Galveston.
Yeah, exactly. I don't
so,
know.
I mean, it's the ocean.
I do not mess with the ocean. We have that in common. Stay away from me, I stay away from you. It's like you love going messing with it. You go poking.
But I don't go in the water, never, ever, ever, ever. Never go in the water.
If I can't see my feet, if I can't see below me, there's no fucking way I'm stepping in there. What is she doing, Desert King? Huh. Just totally. Anywho,
but Kim Kardashian was complaining about. One day she complained about the pictures that she took,
no,
and then like
not.
2 days later she was like, "Oh, I'm fine with them." It was for what? Some magazine? I don't know which one. But celebrity news is so terrible.
It is, but yeah, I still.
But it kills a lot of time.
It does. I work, but I can't look at these because it's like titties everywhere on here. It's like it's a good celebrity kind of gossip. It's like naked pictures. It tells you unsafe. It's like, okay, I know I can go to this. So that one, and is it
what would Tyler Durden do? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's actually a pretty decent writer. He has some pretty decent jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Sorry, distracted by that.
Yeah.
So you can't really look at this site a lot.
So it's Kim like, Kardashian got super, super famous for doing what?
Being a friend of Paris Hilton.
Was she a friend of Paris Hilton?
That was it. Then she said she'd like. The reason I know this because Lisa loves watching E. Her daughter was here and they watched the like true story behind her. And she was like, she had been friends with her all the time, but she never wanted to go out.
Mm-hmm.
But finally they convinced her to go out with her. And it was like after her first marriage or something like that, it went really bad. And everybody was like, who's this hot girl with the Paris Hilton, and she just kind of got people started telling her from that. So, popular by proxy, and she was kind of hot.
But if OJ hadn't killed his wife?
Yeah, actually, the weird part about it is, like, her mom was like the family was really good friends with Nicole Brown. They actually called her aunt.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, I didn't know. They're like raised with them.
See, you learn stuff.
Right. But their father was representing OJ.
Yeah.
So they didn't sit on that side. They sat on the side of the prosecutor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was like put a lot of strain on their weird-ass marriage.
But how long after that did he die?
Oh, not that long, because he had, like, really bad cancer. Yeah. He was, like, really far along. I got to throw this pear pit away. And my ear itches. You could pause it for a second.
Yeah, let's do that. We're 30 minutes in, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty interesting.